Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll and professor of political science. He has a lot of very fortunate young people sitting at his feet, ingesting every word that he says. Tim, welcome.
Hello.
So let's talk, first of all, about the trials and tribulations of a pollster. It seems to me right now we were just checking over all, as we speak, all the Alabama polling on the senatorial election, Roy Moore. So they're all over the place. How could that be?
They certainly are. And election days are a form of final exam for polling organizations. It's the one of the few times that we get to compare our estimates to an event that actually occurs. The challenge on the special election in Alabama is that it occurs at a time of year when people are unaccustomed to paying attention to politics. The holidays are bearing down on us. People are thinking of things other than a special election. So it's very tricky trying to predict who is actually paying attention and who will actually turn out to vote. And so the disparities in the polls could stem in part from different models in terms of predicting who would turn out for a special election.
So who's going to win?
One of the two of them, that Jones or Moore.
That's good. One of the two of them.
The fact of the matter is, this race in particular, so any race where there's a decision in the second week of December is going to be tricky to predict. But this one, there is some social desirability associated with having individuals say whether or not they're voting for Roy Moore, which makes it even more challenging to get a sense of the race from polling data.
You mean because he's an accused pedophile and accused, he's been kicked off the courts a couple of times with positions he's had. So people may be embarrassed about telling a pollster?
That's right, yes. So in other contexts, we've seen that shy voters, people who may be adopting a position that they feel is socially undesirable, just being less likely to admit that to a pollster. So that could cut a couple of ways. One, the polls could be understating Moore's strength. Or it could be that there are supporters for Doug Jones, the Democrat, the former prosecutor, who ordinarily in red state Alabama would not find themselves voting for a Democrat, who might be hesitant to say to a human interviewer that they're supporting Doug Jones. So yeah, on each side, there may be some ingrained social desirability going on, which makes it even more difficult to predict the outcome.
So when you do your magic, do you have to figure out sociologically who you're talking to? In other words, I know this is a little bit ambiguous on my part, but it's a very red state. Some of them might fit into, what Hillary Clinton called them. So you wonder whether or not you have to be a bit of a sociologist as well as a pollster.
It's true. And so you have to look at a number of indicators. They're beyond the typical ones in terms of gender and race, where we see some very clear divisions in the party preferences. You also have to factor in things like education, which was a big problem in the 2016 state-level polls, where the likely voter models underestimated the number of individuals without a college degree who would turn out to vote. So all of a sudden, education level has become a very important piece of demographic information to use when you're building these models. And so you're trying to envision who's going to show up, but you're often relying on recent history to guide you. And that adds another wrinkle in a special election. There is no recent election in Alabama like this one to serve as guidance for pollsters to say, well, we think the electorate's going to look like this on election day.
See, now I'm a political scientist, as you are. You, of course, are a real scientist. You look at the stuff and you break it down. I, on the other hand, am a man of some impressions. My impression is that Moore is going to win this battle. Too much red state, too much pro-Trump voters and all like that. So I'm for the impressionist crowd as opposed to the scientific crowd.
Well, even the scientific crowd, and if you were to talk to my colleagues in our physical sciences, physics, chemistry, and biology, sure, they might say, "No, social scientists, you're good folks. We're not quite sure you follow the same methods that we do, but we try to. We use the scientific method, and we rely on empirical observation." What's tricky to predict in Alabama, though, is that there's a significant get-out-the-vote operation on the Democratic side, which there usually is not. And the Democrats have been very sensitive about this. They're trying nationally, they're trying to avoid making it seem as if outsiders are coming in and telling Alabama voters how to behave. So they've downplayed it. There was internal debate. Do we use a robocall that was recorded by President Obama urging the vote on Tuesday? And in the end, the Democratic Party decided to go ahead with that. Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, Deval Patrick, former Massachusetts governor, both campaigned in Alabama over the weekend.
Both men of color, I should point out.
Both men of color, and both targeting the African-American vote, which could be a factor if indeed black voters feel mobilized. There had been some concern that up to this point, not a whole lot of attention had been paid to that important segment of the electorate. So there are a couple of unknowns, a couple unpredictable variables.
Okay, here. Very quickly, we've got two more minutes, but I wanted to ask you about the guys who are really, you know, in the background, some people would say there's dark music playing. One of them is Donald Trump, and the other, of course, is Steve Bannon. We got 2 minutes. How do they figure in all of this?
It's very interesting. President Trump did not campaign for more in the state. He has expressed his support for more. He held a rally over the weekend in Pensacola, Florida, not far from Alabama, and so media coverage could naturally spill over. Moore was not present, but Trump has tried to rally his base in Alabama. And Steve Bannon has campaigned in Alabama and was scheduled to return one more time on the eve of the election to appear with Roy Moore, who had not been making many public appearances in the closing days of the race. So they are very present in the closing argument that Moore is trying to make to the voters.
So we're going to see, aren't we, whether the Trump's popularity in South Carolina, which was massive in the presidential election, is holding up.
That's right. This is, as always with these special elections, this is a test of the president's clout. And so come Wednesday, we'll have some indication of just how much his base is holding together and how motivated they were to turn out, as opposed to feeling discouraged about the choice that they had to make.
Now, I'm fascinated by, we got 1 minute, but I'm fascinated by the people who won't tell you anything, the 4% that we're hearing about now. My impression is that these may be people who really, you know, may have worn white hoods at some point. I don't know. How do you think that breaks?
It's tricky because as you get into the late stages of a campaign, when people won't express a preference or they say they're undecided, in many cases, they just don't turn out. If they're simply not
that
engaged, that they haven't made a choice yet, they may stay home.
Tim Versalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and is just a great friend and shows up and talks to us and makes things that are complicated a lot simpler. So thank you very much, Tim Versalotti. And when we come back the next time, we'll talk about Donald Trump.
I look forward to it.